round up Lamed and the days on the bottom. Talks about a case. What happens if the Ma'ara comes to a Masik and says, "What are you doing in the field? What are you doing over here?" So he says, "Meplanya zavina v'achalte shnei chazaka." He bought it from the Marakama, and he ate it shnei chazaka. So this individual, this Ma'arer, responds and he says, "But I have a shtar that I bought it 4 years ago. You have a chazaka. You claim that you have shnei chazaka, but I have a shtar that I bought it 4 years ago. So you have no ability to. You had no ability to buy it from the Marakama. So what are you talking about? What are you doing over here?" So Rava says, "I'm sorry." So the masik responds, "No. When I say shnei chazaka, I don't mean three. I mean more than three." So Rava says, "It's normal. It's normal when a person says shnei chazaka. He doesn't always mean three. Maybe he means more than three. So this individual is going to win, right? If he meant more than three, so then he could be motzi the karka. He can establish the karka by himself. The fact that the other individual has a shnai is not going to change anything. When does that work?" So the Gemara continues. If he ate it for 7 years, Hoshib Shad is that he has Avon that he ate it for 7 years, so then his chazoka is kodem the shtar. Now this individual has a shtar that he bought it 4 years ago from the Marakama. The Machzik has Avon that he ate it for 7 years, even 3 years before the shtar. If he has 3 years before the shtar, so then it's fine. Once he establishes himself as having a chazoka, so then the Marakama wasn't able to sell it to this other person. So the shtar is a shtar of sheker. The whole thing was a gezel. The whole thing was a gezel. So we pointed out there's a machlokas, the Rashbam and the Yesh Mefarshim. What does that mean? V'hani mili de'achla sheva. Does it mean that he has edim on sheva, or was he only towing that he ate it sheva? He only has edim on the cheskas gimel shanim, the gimel shanim. It's a big shaila. What's the chiddush of Rava? Right, the whole machlokas revolves around what's the chiddush of Rava. Would Rava have a chiddush if there are taka edim of sheva? Right, would Rav have a chiddush that it's not toin v'chos v'toin? He claims that he has shnei chazaka, but now he's changing what he's saying a little bit. Right? He's claiming that it's not 3 years, but rather it's 7 years. So is that toin v'chos v'toin? We pass him later in the Gemara of Lamed Aleph that you're not allowed to be toin v'chos v'toin. So is it considered a chos v'toin, and then he wouldn't be neman? It's considered a chos v'toin, and he wouldn't be neman if you'd have edim of sheva shanim? Or do you say no? That could be what the machlokas, the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashbam is all about. Right? Are we assuming that there are edim of sheva, and still there's a chiddush? Or no, Dafka has to be told my case where there are no edim, and that's the chiddush, that he's not toin v'chos v'toin. He's not toin v'chos v'toin, and that's why he's going to be neman to say that it's sheva. But if there are edim there, then there wouldn't be a chiddush b'chlal. There wouldn't be a chiddush b'chlal, because edim, of course, are going to carry the day, even if he is chos of the Torah. So then the Gemara adds another point. But if this individual claims, so he brings Edim, that he was there for 6 years, that's not going to work. Right? That's not going to work. What do we have over here on the timeline? Right, let's say you have, it's year one, and two, and three, and four, five, six and seven, right? So Ma'ara claims that he bought the field over here, right? 4 years. 4 years before point X, right? Point zero. So if the Machzik claims that he was on the field from 7 years ago, or according to the other Rishonim, if he has Edim, he was on the field 7 years ago, so he has it for 3 years. He has a Chazaka for 3 years before this shtar even existed, before this mechir existed, so then that mechir is not going to accomplish anything. There was no right for the Marakama to even sell the field then. But let's say he only has Edim on Shis, right? He has Edim on these 6 years. So that's not enough, because he only had the karka for 2 years before the mechira, before the purported mechira. So the mechira is the biggest mecha in the world, right? If the Marakama sells it to the Ma'arer, it's the biggest mecha that the machzik is holding onto the field begezel. So that's not going to work. That's not going to work, says the Gemara. That's not going to work. So all the Rishonim ask, why is it not going to work? Okay, ein lecha mecha gedol mizu. Yeah, but that's only the first mecha. That's only the first mecha. The Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says that tzarech limchos kol gimel v'gimel. It's actually machlokes in the Gemara. And that lametesim and beis, Gemara. The Gemara quotes Chia Barav, who says, "Kevin shem micha shana rishon shuvein tzarech limchas." Chia Barav says that you only have to be mocha once. Reish Lakish mishum bar kapora says no tzarech limchas b'sof kol gimel v'gimel. Machlokes amorai. Comes Rava and says hilchasa tzarech limchas kol gimel v'gimel. He passes like bar kapora. Tzarech limchas b'sof kol gimel v'gimel. So all the rishonim ask, what does that mean? Tzarech limchas b'sof kol gimel. That means that the first mocha is not enough. The first mecha is not enough. You got to be mocha each 3 years, each period of 3 years. You can't let 3 years pass without a mecha. So it's not enough just to be mocha within the first 3 years. You got to mocha. You got to be mocha within the second 3 years too. So even if ein lecha mecha gedola mizu, the fact that he sold the karka 4 years ago, less than 3 years after the matzik started being matzik b'shis, okay, that's a good mecha. But the reality is, he's got to be mocha again. He's got to be mocha. Right, so he was mocha once within this 3 year period, 6 to 3. But he wasn't mocha within 3 to 0, right? He wasn't mocha in the last 3 years. So then, even if the first mocha was the best mocha in the world, I mean, what better mocha could there be than trying to sell the karka to someone else? Right, he doesn't have to say you're holding it pegazim. The fact that he sells it to someone else is the biggest mocha in the world. But he was only mocha once. And if we pass it in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Tes, and Beis Tzarech Limchas B'Sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel, so he's missing in the second Mecha. He's missing in the second Mecha. So then the Machzik can say that your Mecha was not good enough. I should be able to hold on to the field. So what's the Gemara talking about? It sounds like the Maskon of the Gemara over here, Lamed Aleph, is Shisei Mecha Mecha Gedol Mizu. He's definitely going to lose. He's not definitely going to lose if there wasn't another Mecha. If the only Mecha was in year 4, so then that's only the first mecha, but he wasn't mocha b'sof kol gimel v'gimel. So if the markava wasn't mocha b'sof kol gimel v'gimel, the machzik should carry the day. Stocha pela, it's a pela. So the answer might lie in what's the tam hadov? Why do you have to be mocha more than once? If you're mocha, you're mocha. That's enough. Well, what's this idea of being mocha more than once? So the Rashbam there on Lamed Tes and Beis quotes a machlokas between himself and the Yesh Mefarshim. Is the Yesh Mefarshim here too? Right. 2 days. What does Rashbam say? Tzorach limchas b'sof kol gimel v'gimel. Avagadu nishemicha shana rishona shuv ein tzorach limchas. Hanimili bahanu gimel. Av b'sof gimel tzorach limchas adayim. Tavol lehevi tlashnin below mecha. The tlashnin is dorin ish b'shtarei. Acha ha-mecha. Tfeilom is dorin. We know tlashanim is dorin ish b'shtarei. Tlashanim is dorin ish b'shtarei. And if you're mochas, the person's going to be hold on to the shtar for another 3 years. Right, the Gemara Chof Tes says, Tlashanim is darin ish b'shtarei. A person is going to hold on to a shtar for 3 years. But if the markam is mocha, so then he's nervous. Right, the machzik is nervous, so he'll hold on to the shtar for another 3 years. Right, so you got to keep on being mocha, because if you're not mocha, then he won't hold on to the shtar. Once 3 years of time pass, so then the machzik is not going to hold on to the shtar anymore. He's nervous. He's going to be mocha, but after 3 years pass, and then he's not going to hold on to the shtar anymore. So that's why you have to be mocha b'sof kol gimel v'gimel at least once during the 3 year period, right? B'sof means that if you're mocha in the middle, so then you have to be mocha within the next 3 years. Like if you're mocha in year 4, so then you'd have to be mocha before what? You can't be mocha here because that's more than 3 years. So that's why the Lashem Reish Lakish, and Rav had is B'sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel. That at the end of the 3 years, so every 3 year period, you have one Mecha. It doesn't have to be Dafka at the end. If it's in the middle, so then you have another 3 years until the next time that you have to be Mocha. So that's how the Rashbam learned. The reason why you have to be Mocha B'sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel is because a person is not going to be Mizdar B'Shtarei if you're not Mocha. Just because you're Mocha the first time, he's going to be Mizdar B'Shtarei for another 3 years, but he's not going to be Zar B'Shtarei more than 3 years. Okay. That's the Rashba. V'hachi Yilchasam. V'hachi Yilchasam. V'avagav the Toi Bar Rabbi Yochanan. Tomeya hoya avu yori hoya lach lach lach. Okay, fine. The Yesh Mefarshim Taima. The Yesh Mefarshim have a different reason, says the Rashba. The Tzorach Limchos B'sof Kol Gimel Kedesh Lo Yiton Lach Ramacho Mechartali Mechartali. Why do you have to be Mocha B'sof Kol Gimel? B'sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel. Because if you're not Mocha a second time, then the machzik can say that after your first mecha, you sold it to me. I bought it from you after the mecha. I bought it from you after the Mecha. Below Nehira, says the Rashbam, I don't think it's right. The Kevan de Al-Korcha Modi, the Meikara Labatoras Mechira Nachasba, Eonema Lomar Achrechen Hechazakti Labatoras Mechira. That's what Rashbam said. Thinks the Yesh Mepharshim is difficult. Again, the Yesh Mepharshim is saying that why do you have to be Mocha Besof Kol Gimel of Gimel? Because if you're not Mocha Besof Kol Gimel, then the Mazda could say, Inachanami, I was holding the Karka Begezel. I was holding the Karka Begezel initially, but then you sold it to me. So he has to be Mocha Besof Kol Gimel of Gimel, so he can't put forward this taina that even if you're Mecha was well taken initially, but I bought it from you afterwards, and you weren't mochas, I didn't hold on to my shtar. So comes the Rashbam and says, that's very difficult. Very difficult to say such a pshat. Because if he says after the initial mecha, I bought it from you, what's he saying? Lichten them very, the lying in his words is what? A hoda'ah that initially was taka b'gzeila. Right? If he's saying, I bought it from you afterwards, obviously he's saying that I didn't buy it from you before. So what's he doing on the land? He was eating the Paris b'gezel. He's clearly implying his modi de meikara la b'taras mechira nachasba. He was nachasba b'taras gezel. So after Rashbam, it's not very likely that he's going to buy the field after he was nachasba b'taras gezel. He's not nema to say, I was marzah b'taras mechira. What? He was... The Markama sold it to him after he had it for gezel. He bought it after he had it for gezel. He bought it from him. It's not mistambit. Either he's a gazlan or he's a lokeach. But what? Initially he was a gazlan and then he talked about it. After the mecha, he realized that he's not going to be able to get the field, so therefore he bought it. Why would that happen? Right? It doesn't make sense, says the Rashba. It doesn't make sense that he was machzik b'taras mechira after he's machzik b'taras gezel. Doesn't make sense. Yes, Natalia.
Is the Rashbam saying it didn't also happen?
Who's the gavin? He's saying once he's a liar, so then we can't trust him. It doesn't sound like that. That's why I'm having trouble even saying it over, right? It's not mistaber. Al korcho modi de meikar labatars mechira nachasba. Eino neman lomar achrei kein hechzakti labatars mechira. He's not neman. Tana wants to say he's not. Why is he not neman? It's not neman. Once legabe karka zu. He's hosted b'taras gezela. It's his hodah. He's moda that he was holding on to b'taras gezel. He's not neman to say that it's b'taras mechira. The lashon eino neman sounds pretty compelling. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. He's hosted kafan la'oso karka. Then he's not neman to say that it's b'taras mechira. Yes.
I just feel like you're not amazing Rasha because by saying yes, he's making himself a Rasha by being there for the first 3 years. So we don't believe that by making this time right now.
Okay, but eino the mesim atzma Rasha doesn't mean.
It's not
doesn't mean right, it's not an edus. It's just a taina. So we will trust him enough to say that he doesn't deserve the karka. That much we will. Yes.
Also in the Gemara Mem Zayin, where we talk about where Gazal goes on the Chazaka, one of the pshatim that the Rashbam gives is that it's dafka that he's hooksak with Gazal Musa al Sadazu, and dafka on this one he's not that one. Mm-hmm. So like it sounds like we were saying by hooksakaf that he's hooksakaf from the Osa Mamo.
Right here, Efshemen Kanzolim Azay. Very nice, beautiful pshat. So which pair is right? The Rashbam doesn't like the Yesh Mepharshim. Comes Tosfos. What does Tosfos say on Daf Lamed Tes? Ein lefarish the timer shelo yomar lakachti achar machah to the pirush hakuntris. Kevin dal korcha moda de meikar kodem machah lo b'taras mechira nachas ba einem alom rachri kein konisi. Tosfos parrots the Rashbam. Says don't learn like the Yesh Mepharshim. He doesn't mean Kedepir Shakunja like the Rashbam said. No, like what the Rashbam quotes from the Yesh Mepharshim. Don't learn like the Yesh Mepharshim for the same reason as the Rashbam gives, right? Because it doesn't make sense that he should be Neman. I was saying it's not Mistabin. The Tanel says, no, maybe Taka Huchsa Kafran. Ain't no Neman. Once he says that he was Nochizba, the Toras Gezel, so he's not Neman to say that I bought it afterwards, and he was Nochiz the Toras Mechir. Va'odi es another kasha based on the previous sugya. Not for now. Ela taima kedepir shakuntris mishum etlas shanim isdarei nish b'shtarei achar mechor. The Tosfos says I don't like the Yeshiva Hashem Pshat, just like the Rashbam doesn't like it. I think the Rashbam is right. Right? That the reason why you have to be Mocha B'Sof Kol Kedushin Gimel is because Klas Shanim is Zara Inish B'Shtari, but a person is not going to be Zara B'Shtar more than 3 years. Says Tosfos. Now we get to the Hemshah. Says Tosfos, U'lahai Taim Ahada Amale'el Aval Ochlashis Shanin Shishnin Ein Lecham Chagdal Mizu Kuliga Hachda Hacha Dekam Edetzarach Limchas Kol Gimel. So Tosfos, you learn like the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the only Pshat, he said. The Yeshiva Hashem is Gor Shver. If you learn like the Rashbam, so then the sugyas are achokos zu keneged zu. Right? Our sugya on Lamed Aleph can't go like the sugya on Lamed Tes. Because the sugya on Lamed Tes says what? That tzorach lemechaz b'sof kol gimel. And what does that mean? Because a person is not going to be zor b'shtaro more than 3 years after the macha. So why not sugya? Does the Gemara say, well, she'asem lecha macha gadol mizu? Selling the karka is certainly a great macha, but it's only one macha. He wasn't mocha again. That was 6 years ago. So the fact that he wasn't mocha in the interim, so now the machzik shouldn't be zar b'shtaro, and he'll be zocha with the chazaka. How can the Gemara just say shis en lecha macha gadol mizu? That's the only macha. If he's not mocha within the last 4 years, so then the machzik's chazaka should be good chazaka. It's docha pella. Says Tosfos, our Gemara is clearly assuming not like that. Our Gemara is assuming like the other Amor. It's a Machlokas Amoraim of the Gemara. Echiya Barav disagrees and says one Machar is enough. Our Gemara is not going like Bar Kappa, it's not going like Rava. That Tzorach Limchas B'Sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel. Couldn't be, says Tosfos. It couldn't be. L'hai time ahod amal le'el, amal uch l'shis sh'nei n'en l'cha m'chor g'dol mizu, pliga ha'ach d'ocha, d'kam et Tzorach Limchas Kol Gimel. And says Tosfos, and how do we paskin? Not like the Hilchasa, the Rav of Lamed Tes. The Stama we paskin like the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph. You don't need another Mecha. That's enough. That's enough by itself. Must be. Because that's a Stama. This is a Machlokes. Rava says a Hilchazah, but it's a Machlokas Amoraim over here. That's a Stama the Gemara, so we should pass it like the Stama the Gemara. That you don't need a Macha B'Sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel. Very difficult. Right? The line of Tosfos is very difficult because who's the Mara D'Shmaitz of our Gemara? Some of the Talmidim pointed out during Seder. Who's the Mara D'Shmaitz? Rava. So, like, what do you say? Rava Bayah says, Ovid Inish. Avidi inshi the karu l'shani tu v'shnei chazaka v'hani mi l'dach l'sheva avol shiz sein l'cha m'cha gadol mizu. That's dach rava. So we paskin like rava on daf lamed and not like rava on daf lamed. That's really a mud nizach in Tosfos. You gotta say according to Tosfos that hemshich of the gemara v'hani mi li, that's not rava. Rava just says avidi inshi the karu l'shani tu v'shnei chazaka. I can't cross. He's just paskining on the lush. Right? This person said, you know, Achal Dishne Chazaka, he has Eidim, you know, Achal Dishne Chazaka, and then later he's saying, oh, I ate it Shne Chazaka even before you bought the, even before your Shtabachir. So Rav is saying, well, what, is that a Chos of Atone? Is he changing his mind? He says, no, he's not changing his mind. That's all Rav is saying. Now the Gemara has the Hemshah, the Gemara finishes the job. Hani Mili, I'm going to explain Rav. The Gemara says, I'm going to explain to Rav, it's only if Ochel Sheva, not Ochel Shis. Maybe that's not Rav's statement. So the Gemara is paskening up against Rav on Lamed Tes, that Shis and Mecha, Mecha Gedol Mizu, that's the greatest Mecha in the world to sell it, then all you need is one Mecha. You don't need to be Mocha B'Sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel. That's the Chora, how Tosfos and Lamed Tes is learning. Because if not, it's Lachastir and Rav. Tosfos is so bothered with this Kasha. The Tosfos says it's a machlokas hasugis, and we paskin like Abba Sugya, not like a Gemara in Lamed Tes Amud Aleph.
Maybe it's also why Tosfos says in the Stama, meaning it's not Rava, it's Stam, it's just someone adding on to Rava.
Right. It's Muchach in Tosfos like that anyway. Right? It's only a Stama, it's not. Yeah, except for the fact that Stama, does Stama mean Stam, or maybe. The fact that there's no machlokas already makes it into a stam. Oh, but okay, it's certainly better like that. Comes to Marsha there on Lamed Tes Amud Beis and says, but if you learn like the Yesh Mefarshim, you're not forced into what Tosfos is saying. The Balamor, actually, I didn't ask you to see the Balamor, but the Balamor says, from based on this kasha, is a raya to the Yesh Mefarshim. The Balamor says the Yesh Mefarshim pshat is right, not like the Rashbam. The real pshat of the Gemara is Sarach Limchas B'Self Kol Gimel V'Gimel. Because if you're not Mochad, then the guy could say, after my initial chazaka of Taras Gezel, I bought it from you. That's why you have to be Mochad B'Self Kol Gimel V'Gimel. And that's why the Gemara and Daf Lamed says, Shisan Lecha Mecha Gedol Mizu, because here, all you need is the first Mecha, because he can't say, I bought it from you after you sold it to someone else. That doesn't make any sense. Right? After the Marakama sold it to the Ma'ar in year 4, the Machzik can't buy it from the Marakama. The Marakama doesn't own it anymore. So according to the Yesh Mefarshim, there's no Kasha to begin with. The Kasha never began. Kushim Ekar Lesa. Tosis Kasha, the Machlokas Asugis, Tosis is Pilpul is only because he doesn't like the Yesh Mefarshim. He doesn't like the Yesh Mefarshim because of a fundamental kasha. It doesn't make sense. How can he be Neman? How can he be Neman after he says he's holding on to the karka of a Torah's Gezel? Now he's holding on to it for Torah's Mechira. It's impossible. He says you can't learn like the Yesh Mefarshim. So the Rashbam is right. Oh, if the Rashbam is right, this taka kasha from the Gemara earlier. It's up to Marsha, but who says the Rashbam is right? Who says the Rashbam is right? Maybe the Yesh Mefarshim is right. If the Yesh Mefarshim is right, then there's no kasha bichlal. You don't have to say it's a machlokas ha-sugis. The sugis are working together. You talk, I have to be mocha b'sof kol gimel v'gimel, but only where the time of the Yesh Mefarshim is shayach, only where it's shayach to say, after the initial chazaka b'taras gezel, I was machzik b'taras mechira, I bought it from you. But by us, he can't say that, because after the Marakama sold it to a third party, he can't sell it to the machzik. So that time is not a time, so that's why the Marakama doesn't have to be mocha again. This is the comment of the Marshal. And that's how the Balamor learns. Avalatam de la'el, ikalamemar, de lo pliga. According to the other Tam, the Tam of the Yesh Mefarshim, then there's no machlokes at all. Hosam b'maya skina, but de lo toyin, de akamar, miplanya zaventa, v'lo amar minav zaventa, ula achrashtar. Ad kan l'shon balamor. So according to the balamor, if you learn like the Yesh Mefarshim, so then you could say both sugyas are rava. There's no stira b'chlal. You don't have to say hanimi l'doach l'sheva. That's the hemshach of the Gemara. It's not rava. No, but both sugyas are rava because there's no stira b'chlal. Because there you don't need a mecha b'sof kol gimel gimel. Generally you do, but there you don't, because it's impossible to sell it to the machzik after he sold it already to the other guy.
How would the Balamor respond to the
Rashbam? Right, so if you learn fundamentally that Huchzakafra, right, the Rashbam is trouble because Huchzakafra, so then it's Takashver. The Balamor obviously will assume he's not Huchzakafra. Not Huchzakafra. He was Machzik in the Karka. Machzik in the Karka, the Torah's Gezel. He's saying the karka belongs to me, but he really was a gazlan. The karka belongs to me, but he really is a gazlan. What's the din of chutz l'kafra? It's chutz l'kafra la'osa mamon. He denies that he owes the money, and then he says he paid it back. Denies that he owes the money, and then he says he paid it back. I don't know, I've got to think about it. Yeah.
Where is it here?
It's Pesha Asa? Why? What's the pressure I said with you?
He doesn't need to say that. Once he said he's a Gazan, now he's wanting to say there's nothing afterwards.
Again, what happened over here? What happened over here? The Marakama's Mocha. Marakama's Mocha, right? And
Yaakov?
Yeah?
That's what the Asher said. So
that's the what?
That's what Asher said. So
Marakama's Mocha, right? Okay, let's think it through. Let's say that. Marakama's Mocha. Now the Gemara is saying that you have to be mocha b'sof kol gimel v'gimel, because if not, then he could say after your mocha, then I bought it from you. What's the pesha asa? I'm not sure I understand the svar. What's the pesha asa b'chlam?
presume that he's being moda that he stole it.
Right. He's moda that he stole it initially.
You didn't have to say that per se, that he stole it initially. Maybe you could say that he brought
it. No, he's moda, meaning it's just lying in his testimony. It's implied in what he's saying that he obviously, he had a begezel. I see what you're saying. Now he's saying, I bought it from you. So the statement, I bought it from you now, is implying that he stole it before.
No.
He wasn't kofir directly. Maybe that's what you're saying. There isn't a kfira directly in the moment. Pusuk kafra might apply if he's kofir in the moment. He's not kofir in the moment. He says, I bought it from you afterwards. So it turns out that he was a gazlan before. That his hachzaka before was b'taras gezel. Maybe that's not a din of chutz kafir.
Whatever he said back based on the first mocha, we know is sheker.
Right.
We know, meaning someone was mocha, and whether he says, oh, I bought it from this guy, or whether he says whatever, but mainly what we see from this
mocha. So let's say he gives an amasla as to why he did that, right? Mm-hmm. He says, I realized he's not going to get off my back, so I said to myself, look, I want this property, so I decided instead of stealing it, I'm going to buy it. It's not the same as saying, like, he denies that he owes any money, and then he paid up the money, you know? Like, here, it's not, he wants the karka, right? So he figured he'd get a freebie. I mean, a freebie in this world, not in Shemayim, but, right? So he figures he'll take it b'taras gezel, and then he sees the Markama, you know, the Markama was off in China, he was vacationing, it was COVID, he couldn't come back, or whatever, he figured he'll get the karka. And then Baruch Hashem, he comes back, and, well, for this guy, it wasn't a Baruch Hashem, but he comes back and he claims the karka. So at that point he says, okay, look, I might as well buy it from you. It makes sense. I don't know if the Huchza Kafra necessarily applies over here, because there's a svara to say why he bought it afterwards. Maybe that's what the Balamar would say. Balamar clearly assumes that it's not Huchza Kafra, that it works. Right? The other time, that's what you're pointing out. You must hold that whatever svara you have, whether it's Huchza Kafra or some other svara, but that svara doesn't apply. And that's why the Yeshua Farshan really, really could work. Right? The Pshat could work. And if the Pshat works, then that's the simple answer. That's the simple answer to the Machlokas and Sugyas. Because it's not a Machlokas and Sugyas. They're really working in tandem. In our Sugya, you don't have to be Mocha, B'socha, Gimel, Gimel, because it's impossible for the Marakama to sell it. It's impossible for the Marakama to sell it to the Machzik after he already sold it to the Ma'ar. Yes?
Could you say it's based on the story we said yesterday? So, meaning he could leave Amigu, because once the Marakama is Tovea against him, he would already at that point say enough to Vitzel, so therefore once the Marakama is actually going to make a Melacha against him, he's literally to say enough to Vitzel. The same answer he gave yesterday from the show.
I don't know if you need so complicated. It's fancy. I don't know if we need so fancy. I think it could be simpler. That you don't see any mention of Migu over here. That's not what they're picking up on. Question is he Neman? Is he Neman to say that I bought it after the initial hakzaka of the Taras Gezel? Yaakov?
Would the Migu not even work if, according to the Yeshua Farshim, if the Yeshua Farshim is seemingly forced to say that he's saying there's a Mechira after the original Macha'a, that would mean the original Macha'a would prevent it from saying enough to make the original.
You're saying that he's Neman?
Yeah,
he's Neman now because he could have said Minas Aventa originally?
Right.
It's a Migul Amafre anyway, so I'm not sure that would work at all.
Why would that be Migul Amafre?
Based on what I could have said before? Migul is that I'm Neman now based on what I could say now.
What could he have said before? When the guy was Macha, the original Macha was Shalom Bafana, right? So now then the guy comes to him and says, what do you do with my land? He says, what do you mean? I bought it from you before the Macha. That's not Lag Freya, but the problem is, the Yeshua Farshim must have said... He wasn't toying anything originally, but the Yeshua Farshim, if they're saying it has to be he says he bought it after, it means once there's Macha, the saying I bought it originally is no longer a valid title.
Right.
So
therefore, the Macha knocks out that time. Macha knocks out the time. It's a good time, yeah. Right, the Macha knocks out that time there, so then he would not have Migu. is the only way to explain the sugyas according to the Rashbam to say there's a machlokas sugyas like Tosfos? You have to say like Tosfos. Tosfos are chiddush. Machlokas sugyas and bechlal Rava and Rava. Right, so we're standing on our head. You have to understand the sugya according to Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, you have to say Rava Bayas is not the hemshech. Right? Not the hemshech of the Gemara. So it's there's no steer in Rava. We really can pass like the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph. He votes against Lamedes. The answer is that maybe there's no machlokas bechalal between the sugyas. That's what the Rush wants to say. It's really a pella that Tosfos feels lefi the Rashbam. You have to say the machlokas sugyas, and that's why the Marsha points out that the Baal HaMor says gufa. That's the raya to the Yesh Mefarshim. What's the raya bechalal? Maybe we could learn like the Rashbam that tzarich limchos b'sav kol gimel v'gimel is because he's not going to be zar b'shtara. And afal pikein in our sugya, you only need one mecha. He wouldn't have to be mocha b'sav kol gimel v'gimel. That's what the Rosh wants to suggest. What does he say? Let's turn to the Rosh. It's the Rosh and Simon Ches, Mamish and Arasugyan. The Afal Gav Dama Lekamon, Tzarech Limchos, Besov Kol Sholosh V'Sholosh, Hosam Ayin Atayim Hashem Yishtok, Sholosh Shonim, Nira Kechozebo Min Amacha. Afal Hocha Kevin Shemacha La'acher, E'ef Sholach Zu Min Amacha, Shafilu M'yodah Shoysa Mecha Asa Shalok Edin, The Asada Shel Hamazik Ein Bedvar of Klum Lachov LeLokeach. The Rosh first wants to say, what's the reason? What's the svara? What's the svara that you have to be mocha b'sof kol gimel v'gimel? The Rashbam says because the person is not going to be zar b'shtar. What does that mean? He's not going to be zar b'shtar. The Rosh says because it looks like a chazara in the mecha. It's alam d'shazach, right? A person's mocha, but then he's not mocha again. So it sounds like he's retracting the Mecha. That we shouldn't take the Mecha seriously. Right? That's why the person's not going to be Zara B'Shtara. Because it looks like a Chazara in the Mecha. So comes the Rosh and says, but in our case, it's not Shaykh to say there's a Chazara in the Mecha. But he's Chozer in the Mecha? Meaning he's saying that he really didn't sell it to the Ma'ar? How can he be Chav to the person that he sold it to? Right? If he's chozer in the mecha, so he's basically saying that the sale was a sale b'sheker. So he can't do that. He wouldn't be able to do that. So since the chazara in the mecha is not shayach, if the mecha is in the form of a mechira, if the mecha is stam dibur ba'almas, then you could say he's chozer bo from the mecha. But if the mecha is in the form of mechira, he can't be chozer bo, because then the Lokeach is going to lose out. If he says that the Mechira never happened, the Lokeach is going to lose out. So he can't be Chozabah in the Mechira. If he can't be Chozabah in that Mechira, there's no Chiyav to be Mocha, B'sof Kol Gimel V'Gimel. He has to hold on to the Shtar. There is no Chazor in the Mechah. There's no Chazor in the Mechah Shayach in our case of the Rosh. Because that's going to be Chav L'Achrini. It's going to be a Chov to the Lokeach. What's more, he says, V'od, Anu Taim Hashet Zorach L'Mechah B'sof Kol Shalosh, Dikra Mecha, Mayhi Lemocha Tavan Le Bedina, Lemocha Tavan Le Bedina. What's the Mecha? Mecha tells the Machzik to hold on to the Shtar. Why does it tell him to hold on to the Shtar? Because he says Lemocha Tavan Le Bedina. The Mecha is not the end. It's not the end of the story. It's just the beginning. If he's Mocha, that means he's going to take him to Bezdin. So he knows to hold on to his Shtar because he has to be able to prove in Bezdin that he actually bought the field. It's all based on Lemocha Tavan Le Bedina. Became a davar shalosh shanim achrei mecha v'lo tave bedina umimcha nami lo mochi misyayesh mitviyoso v'lo mizdar b'shtara. The tole mechaso b'divrei avoy. He's not going to be zar b'shtara because he thinks the guy's not serious. If the tviya and bezdin didn't come, so he thinks he's not serious anymore. Not serious. Not going to hold on to the shtar. There's a chilek between and just like a chilek we had before, right?
Dibur
Maisa. Dibur Maisa. If he does a Maisa, right, there's no yush from that mecha. He sold the karka, the machzik will never be misyayish from such a mecha. He's never going to not be careful with the shtar. If it's just the dibur ba'alma, so then, you know, if he sees that the marakama is not bringing him to Bezdin, So then he's misyayish from the mechayy. He thinks, yeah, he's not serious. See, he's not going to hold on to the shtar. But a maisa, a mecha in the form of a maisa mechira, that he's never going to be misyayish from. That's very serious. So he's never going to be misyayish. He's going to hold on to the shtar forever. So that's shis, ein lecha mecha gadol mizu. Oh, ein lecha mecha gadol mizu, because it's with the shtar mechira, so the maisa is up the rush. Right? So either shis ein lecha mecha gadol mizu, according to the rush, is because normally, the reason why you have to be mocha, is still called gimel v'gimel, is because if not, it looks like a chazor from a mecha. But here it's not shy to be chozebo because it would be chav la'achrini. So shisen mecha mecha gadol mizu, that mecha is sufficient. Mecha of mechira. And the second pshat is no, the mecha of mechira is sufficient because it's a maisa. The reason why you have to be mocha b'sof kol shalosh v'shalosh is because he's not going to take it seriously anymore. He's going to be messiahish from the mecha if he sees that the mocha is not tover him levezdin. It doesn't bring him to vezdin. But here, he's never going to give up from that mecha. It shocked him to the core because it's a maisa. He did a mecha to a maisa. So when he does a mecha to a maisa, he'll be zara b'shtara, la olam. So even the Fidur Ashbam, we can learn our Gemara, says the Rosh. So Tosis is not mochach b'chalal. These are two good svaras of the Rashbam. Tosis is really a pelt. Tosis rejects the Yesh Mepharshim and he says, Hashdas is lochi. Now that we go like the Rashbam, it's a machlokas, a sugis, and we paskin like the sugis on the flamenav because it's a stam. The Pella, the Rosh has two very simple svaras to explain our Gemara away, that you don't need multiple mechos in our Gemara, even if you hold like the Rashbam, not like the Yesh Mepharshim. Yeah, Yehuda.
Is the Rosh saying that the Ma'ar is the Marakama rather than the Lopeach over here? Or is the Lopeach selling it as a second Lopeach?
No, there's a Marakama, Ma'ar Lopeach, it's one person, and a Mask. I think so. Hmm? Shlomo?
Can I just explain all the reasons of the one by Rosh?
Reason number, okay. The Rosh in his first reason says, why do you have to be mocha b'sof kol shalosh v'shalosh? Because if you're not going to be mocha, so then it looks like you're chozerbo from the first, from the mecha that you made previously. Mocha initially, and then 3 years elapse and he's not mocha, so it looks like he's retracting his mecha. That, you know, he was mocha to cause trouble to the machzik, but he wasn't really serious about it. So that's only true if you can be chozer. But if you can't be chozer, then the fact that you're not being mocha again doesn't mean anything. So here he can't be chozer, because that would be chav lachrini. If you sold the karka to the ma'aris, so then you can't be chozer from that mechira, because now he's going to be out the karka. So because the chazar is not possible, the machzik can't look at the lack of mechoa as a chazara. So he has to hold on to his shtar. He has to hold on to his shtar. Zach.
Yeah, but doesn't the machzik have a claim that the lokeya slash Ma'arish, he should have been made mocha, because he is like, it's like any case, if someone buys the field and then he
doesn't care. He's got a shtar in his hand. He's making his mecha now. He that is his mecha. My boy is Baha'i Ara, he says, what you doing here? I got a shtar, man. I mean, he doesn't have to talk like that. I have, you know, Reb Yid, I have a shtar. You're a goslin. Yes.
Maybe what Zach's trying to say, if I'm understanding correctly, is that it's not chayav lachrini.
Peyush and Zach now, right? Yeah. A couple of the first. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe what I was understanding is that the question I thought of based on Zach's question was
just spit it out.
why is it a case of chayav lachrini if the Mar himself is the one that should be mocha? I mean, he's the one causing the quote to himself by not being mocha.
No. If the Marakama isn't mocha sometime within these 4 years, right? So the question is that a raya that the machzik deserves it? Because the machzik is not going to hold on to his shtar.
The Marakama for sure sold land either to the guy who was there since 6 years or the guy who was there before. So the guy that would have needed to be mocha within those years would have been the Baal Shtar, I guess.
You're saying why would the Marakama have to be mocha in Bechlah?
Yeah, so
he's out of the picture.
So the guy being mocha is the Baal Shtar, and that's not chayav lachrini.
No, but again, if the mechira in the middle was a sheker, if it didn't happen, mm-hmm. So then who's the one who has to be mocha? If the mechira in the middle didn't happen, right?
But
so then the Mistama, the Marakama should have to be mocha. Meaning, if if the guy who has the shtar is producing a shtar that's forged, he's lying. If the ma'ara is lying, so then the ma'aser says, look, I was holding onto the field and I was Abdelka Paris, and no one was mochem. Who should have been mochem? The Marakam should have been mochem. Meaning, Alat said that the shtar is a shtar sheker. So if the machzik didn't actually buy the field from the Marakama, it's the Marakama that should have been mocha. Again.
I thought the assumption in the sugya was that the Baal Shtar is the one that is being coming against the machzik.
He's
the one that...
He is.
So why... Why are we assuming that now that the Marakama is the one being coming?
What does the Gemara say? She's saying the Chamecha Gadol Mizu. Meaning the fact that the Marakama was mocha once, it's a big mocha, so therefore the machzik's chazak is nothing. So the question is, why is the machzik's chazak nothing? The machzik has a taina that no one was mocha within the last 4 years. The marakama was not mocha within the last 4 years. In the last 3 years. So therefore I didn't know to hold on to the shtar. So you're saying, why would the marakama even be mocha if he sold it?
Either he sold it to the machzik or he sold it to the Baal Shtar. So seemingly it's the Baal Shtar that needed to have been mocha, and it's not Chayav Lachrim, it's Chayav for himself.
No, but the point is, if he did sell it to the machzik, right? If he did sell it to the machzik, I mean, in a typical case, right? If the marakama sold it to the machzik, so why would he be mocha? The answer is he's mocha because...
But there's one thing we know, it's not the Marakamas because it's the Machzik, it's the Machzik, and it can't be the Marakamas because the Baal Shtar has a Shtar that the Machzik sold it to him. So
yeah,
no matter what,
Shtar could be Sheker. Shtar could be Sheker, that's the whole point. That it could be Sheker. But if it is Sheker, so then the only way you can take the field out of the Machzik's hands is if there was a Mecha, but the Marakam was not Mocha. Right? The Marakam was not Mocha. So he doesn't have a Shtar. The Machzik doesn't have a shtar. So is that some kind of a reis against his taina? That's the shayla we're trying to figure out. Is it a reis against his taina? The fact that he doesn't have the shtar. The fact that he doesn't have the shtar. Right, exactly. So the Marakama was not mocha. He was only mocha once. So why shouldn't he should have to be mocha? Shouldn't the Machzik be able to say, I didn't hold on to shtar because no one was mocha in the interim. And your shtar is a sheker anyway, but it's not my fault. Right? That shtar is a shtar sheker. He didn't sell it to you. I'm saying... He's saying, I bought it 2 years before your shtar. Right, but the Gemara seems to be assuming initially that the Machzik is saying, I was Ocho Shnei Chazaka, so the other guy comes and says, no, but I bought it before you. Here, the Machzik is saying, I was on the Karka for 2 years before your shtar. Your shtar is a sheker. But I don't have a shtar. No, but no one was Mochas. Like, I didn't know about your shtar, because the whole shtar never happened. Right? So he would say, I don't have any shtar, because why would I hold on to the shtar? He wasn't mocha. But he sold it. But I knew that was sheker, and he never was mocha after that. So I didn't think anything of it to get rid of my shtar. Right? You see, we keep on thinking that. Well, but didn't the mechira take place, you know, in year four? No, but if that's a sheker, right? The machzik is saying that it shouldn't. That was geza. Marakama didn't have the ability to sell it then. So he looks at the shtar mechira just as a mecha. So of course he was going to hold on to his shtar. But time elapsed and he saw nothing was happening. So he didn't care to hold on to his shtar. So the question is that a taina? So comes the Rosh and says, it's not a taina. It's not a taina. Because there's no way that the marakama would be able to be chosava for the mecha. What's more, it's a maisa. It's a stronger mecha because it's a mecha through a maisa. So that kind of mecha... The machzik should be sensitive to, and he should never get rid of his shtar. Tovia.
This is a question also on when we discussed Maisa and Dimor previous section of the sugya. Why is there such a big difference between indicating something with the Maisa versus indicating something with Dimor? Okay, I understand what it might be.
Because Maisa, when a person does something with Maisa, it's very serious. I mean, think about it. To sell a piece of karka with a shtar, think about what kind of premeditated malice that's involved in such an act, right? He has to write up the shtar, he has to get Adim to sign it, b'sheker, right? Or he has to forge the signatures. That's not like speech, right? Unfortunately, people say a lot of things they don't really mean it. You know, they just, you know, they mouth off. So mouthing off is not the same as doing a maisa. Once you do a maisa, that's very serious. So if someone does a maisa against you, you take that very, very seriously. Because clearly, this guy is not going away. Right? This problem is not going away. So I better hold on to my shtar as long as I have to take care of this evildoer. Yes?
Could it be that maybe the difference is that...
You're not impressed by my drama.
I don't know. Maybe
the you're so mild, man. Really.
That's like such a specific distinction between people and myself.
Well, yeah, you got to apply it differently in different cases. I mean, what we were saying before with the Pesha Asar or Tamei Anilach... There's no question, Issa v'Heter and Mamonis are not exactly the same, but the chiluk between Dibur and Maisa could apply to Mamonis also. It could, and that's what the Rosh is suggesting. Maybe the other Rishonim disagree. Maybe the other Rishonim Taka disagree, but that's what the Rosh is suggesting. One more. Should we do that?
The way I read the Rosh in Seder was that there were two Kukos, and the Lokeach Rishon is the one making the Macha the entire time. He quotes the Tosefta. It says a
lokeach and a lokeach. No, but our case is there's a lokeach / ma'ara, there's a masik, and there's a marakama.
If you add another lokeach, then the first lokeach is...
It's too complicated. I don't think that the sugi is talking about that. I don't think so. Okay, this concludes the sugya of Shisei Mechal Mechal Gedol Mizu. Okay. We have a few minutes. I want to go right into the next sugya. Let's see the next sugya. The case law. It says case law. We have to read the next case, right? You know, we're all sitting here like dayanim. We have to judge. We have to analyze all the different cases and figure out whose tain is, right? Very excited. You look excited. Zeomer shalavosai, the zeomer shalavosai. Right. So now we have a conflict between two people. Each one says that the field belongs to my father. But they didn't both bring Aiden that it's Shalavosai. That would be a big problem. Right? That would be a big problem, because then you'd have Shtekite Aiden Hamakhisho Zuazu. It's a very big problem. But it happens to be a sugya later on. So we'll get to it, but not for now. Okay, the bottom of Ramadala. Oh, so here you have one group of Aiden that say Shalavosai, Shalavosa of Shalzeh, right? And the others say the Ochla Shnei Chazaga. So I'm a Rava, two different Girsos. We'll get to that. It's important, the Girsos. Tosis talks about it. Malo L'Shaka, Yibo Yomale Minov Zavinti V'Achalde Shnei Chazaga. So Rabbi says, he has a Migu. Malo L'Shaka. The first phrase of Malo L'Shaka. The first time we have Malo L'Shaka in the Perek? Is that Loshin Malo L'Shaka? I'm not sure. I think so, no. Chavtes? What does it say on Chavtes? I was just thinking Chavtes. By Shchuni Gavai? No, it doesn't say that. Malo L'Shaka. Maybe this is the first time it says Malo L'Shaka in the Kaya. We keep on referring to cases where it says Malo L'Shaka, but I think this is Doch the Erste Pam, right? Okay. Malo L'Shaka, Ribo Yomalei Minach Zavinta V'Achal Shnei Chazaka. So Rabbi says, the person who has the Eidim on Ochle Shnei Chazaka, he has a migul. Believe him. Because he has a migul, he could say, Minoch Zavinta V'achal Deshnei Chazaka. Even if Reuven's father's on the field, but Shimon could say, Minoch Zavinta V'achal Deshnei Chazaka. He has Eidim that Ochle Shnei Chazaka. So even though his taina is Shalav Osai, believe him in his taina Shalav Osai with his Chazaka, because he has a migul. He's saying Shalav Osai. But he has a migul that he could say Minav Zavinta. And he'd be Neman because he has a Chazaka. So Zok Rabba, believe him. Amale Abaye, no, Malo L'Shaka B'Mokom Eidim Lo Aminan. Abaye says, no, this is Doch Amigul B'Mokom Eidim. What does that mean, Amigul B'Mokom Eidim? Right? So, what's the taina? Rabba's taina is, he claims Shalavosai. Believe him, b'migu de minach zaventa. V'yesh lo edei chazaka. So if he would say minach zaventa, if he had said minach zaventa, he would win. because he has Eidim of Shnei Chazaka, that would be fine. But he doesn't say that. He says Shalavosa. Ah, so if he says Shalavosa, the truth is his Eidus of Shnei Chazaka don't really help him. That's irrelevant, the Shnei Chazaka. His taina is, I don't need Shnei Chazaka because I always owned it. I got to be a Rusha. Oh, so the question is, should we believe in Bemigo? So claims Rabba, believe in Bemigo. Believe him when he says Shalavosa. Bemigo de Minach Zavinta. Because if he said Minach Zavinta, he would win even if the other guy does say Shalavosa. So comes Abai and says, no, this is a Migu B'makam Edim. Why? Because there are Edim who say that it was Shel Avosav Shel Hasheni. Right? So Edim are against the Taina he's giving. Migu B'makam Edim means that Edim are against the Taina he's giving. We've had the phrase Migu B'makam Edim where the Edim are against the Taina's Hamigu, what he could have said. That's not a classical Migu B'makam Edim. Migu b'makom eidim means a case where he does have the koach of migu, meaning the taina that he could give, it's there. He has the svar of migu malu l'shaker. Yeah, but against the svar of migu, there's eidim, right? Migu b'makom eidim means the power of eidim is going against the power of migu. If the eidim are against the taina's hamigu, the reason why that migu b'makom eidim doesn't work is because he doesn't have a migu then. There's no taina he can give because that taina is against eidim. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Here he does have a migu, but the problem is, migu is a svara. There's a certain level of beer in the migu, but Edom are against it. So comes Abai and says, we don't accept the migu of Makom Edom, so the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Okay, this is the shock of the time. Okay, now why is this a migu of Makom Edom? So the Rashbam explains, let's see the Rashbam. Zeh mashalavosai hoya akaka varehi sheli v'zeh omer etc. Omer Rabba malu l'shaker l'zeh hamachzik b'may detoin d'shalavosa v'yorshamehem iboy omer v'hilkach b'hai migu mehem ninan lei. So Rabba says, believe him, he has a migu. Omer lei talmido abaye Rabba's talmid responds, but this is malu l'shaker v'mokom eidim klomar al yedei haimigu demalu l'shaker lo yizke b'karka sharei edem makhishim es devorav sha'omrim d'shalavos of the idachi. There's a hakrosha between his taina and what the edem are saying. They're so to each other. So if they're so to each other, that's a migu b'mokom edem. V'gam ha'chazok ha'in ha'klum sharei enima taina kim taina sheker. So his taina is against edem. Now his chazoka is meaningless because it's a chazoka sheni mataina. He can't be nemet against the Edim. And the Hamshach of the Gemara, you'll see, Rabba admits. It's really mudna. The Rashbam is saying, why is this the Migu B'makom Edim? Because his taina is makhish, the taina of the Edim. Taina says it. His taina is makhish, the taina of the Edim. Shari makhishin as devarav. Shall we eat the machishim as the var? Shall we eat the shalavos of the idachi? Yeah. So that's why it's a migu b'makom eidim, and Abaye says it's not acceptable. So what's the pella? What's the pella? Yes.
Why is it migu b'makom eidim? It's just an idus that once belonged to the father. You could just say it belongs to the father once, but I still got it afterwards.
What? That's the answer to the kasha I was about to ask. The kasha is, so if it's a migu b'makom eidim, he's makash the eidim. So, what's happening to Rabba? Exactly, Mori. What's happening to Rabba? Rabba says, you do accept the migu b'makom eidim? What's going on over here? A bishmeidim yakum dover. It's the chapela. The Rashbam says that his time is makash the time of the eidim. It's makash the eidim of the eidim. So it's mamash akhosha. If that's how you learn, it's akhosha. So then what's Rabbi talking about? What we do accept? Migu b'makom eidim amrina? Migu is stronger than eidim? Okay, migu is a din d'araisa. It's a svara. The Ktos HaChoshen writes that migu is a svara d'araisa. Ktos has such an idea. The Ktos in Sim Kuf Mem Vav, Sivkot Yud Beis. He writes that migu d'araisa. Migu is a d'araisa. You see, the Rishonim in Ksubis, in that Sugya Pesha Asa that we saw, so there, the Gemara used a lashon of migu pesha asa. So the Rishonim say, just like pesha asa is learned from a pasuk, so migu sounds like it's a svara daraisa. It's a svara daraisa. it's a svar the raisa von Hein Pismorgen, but Edom is stronger than that svar. A pishne Edom Yochum David. The Torah says, Edom have the nemonis, they carry the day. So what's the havamina? Rabbis havamina to say, Migu b'makom Edom amrinan? How can that be? So the Ramban wants to explain that Rabbah never meant to say that you accept Migu b'makom Edom. If it's mamash akosha, that's not shy. That's not shy. What's the answer? Because over here it might not be a kosh. You see, that's the hemshech of the Gemara. Now, we haven't seen it, but the hemshech of the Gemara is going to be that he explains away his words. He's saying, shalavosai doesn't really mean shalavosai, velo shalavosecha. He's not saying it belongs to my father, it's not to your father. No, he means shalavosai shalokhua meavosecha. My father's bought it from your father. I'm not debating the fact that your father's owned it. Or maybe it belonged to your father's, but I bought it from your father. I bought it. Either my father's bought it from your father's, or I bought it from your father's. So I understand it. If he bought it from the father, so why does he say shalavosai? No, the samech ali kida avhasi. It's to me like a Yerusha. It's to me so much in my family, because I bought it from your father's, that it's like it came from my father's. A little bit more far-fetched. It's past Purim, guys. Okay? Right? But the point is, it's not necessarily a stira. From the Hemshech Gemara, you see that he can explain away his words. Oh, the Ramban, he can explain away the words. The question is, do we explain away the words? That could be the machlokas over here. Rabba says that when he claims shalavosai, that doesn't necessarily mean shalavosai velo shalavosecha. Doesn't mean shalavosai velo shalavosecha. Maybe we are misaking his words. Maybe we can look into his words. If we can have a way of being mefarish his word that they're not going to be makrish eidim, so maybe we should do that. Even without his perish. Without his perish rashi on his words. And the bias says no. If he's mefarish, like the Gemara is going to say, so then we'll talk about it. We'll see. Is that toin b'choz v'toin? Is he allowed to do it? Is it a chazar? Is it not a chazar? Is he allowed to be choz? But that's only if he does that. If he puts forward some kind of svara that maybe it's different than what we thought. But we're not going to be misacking his words artificially if he doesn't do it himself. Maybe that's the machlokas. Machlokas is not whether we say migu b'makom edim or not. The question is, maybe it's not b'makom edim. Are we mefarish his words if there's a way to explain that he's not being makfish the edim? Rabbi says we do. Abai says we don't. And maybe that's what the Rashbam means too, really? Could say maybe that's what the Rashbam means. Certainly doesn't sound like that. He says the Edom are Makrish's words. That means that it sounds like the Edom are Makrish's words. Right? Abaye says we can't do it. Why? The Edom are Makrish's words. Unless we interpret. Unless we interpret his words. So why should we interpret his words in a way that's not the Poshet Pshat? The Poshet understanding of his words is that there's a Hakosha with the Edom, so why should we change that? When we learned the Perek a number of years ago, the last time we learned about the Rashi in Yeshiva, I think it was 12 years ago. So one of the Talmidim pointed out a very beautiful diuk. You know, the Bach has an interesting gersa here. I'm not sure if you noticed. Ze'om ha-shalavosai, what does the Bach say? Ze'om ha-shalavosai v'achal b'shnei chazoka. The ze'om ha-shalavosai. What's the significance of that Bach? So this Talmud wanted to say, Ari, go ahead.
You're saying about Halakha Shnei Chazaka, you could say that it still belonged to my father, but I bought it from him.
Better.
Because if I'm Halakha Shnei Chazaka, then it means that I needed a separate thing. Why do you have a separate thing?
Not even so fancy. Is that really simple?
The Mach is that he's the last man standing. And if he got it left after the other one.
Well, let me use your words, but say it differently. He's not necessarily the last man standing. He's the first man talking. You see, if it's shalavosai, one says shalavosai, the other one says shalavosai, and then they bring Aiden. We don't know who talked first. You see, but according to the Girsa of the Bach, the one who brings the Aiden Chazaka is the one who spoke first, and he said shalavosai. What does shalavosai mean? So if he's talking in response to the other guy, the first guy says shalavosai, and the other guy says shalavosai, it sounds like it's a conflict, right? You say shalavosai, I say shalavosai. Not shalavosecha. But if he's the first man talking, he's not responding to the other guy, Efshman Kenzogin, He just said shalavosa, but he doesn't mean v'lo shalavosecha. He just said shalavosa. Maybe we can interpret his words that it's shlachu me'avosecha, the samech ali kedavosi. Good dig. Interesting dig. Whether it's a diuk or not, this is the Ramban's pshat. So, right, that there's no machlokas on Meroyim whether we accept the Migud Mokam Eidim. There wasn't a Havamina in the Sugya. Shaila is, if we can reinterpret his words that he's not going to be Makash Eidim, should we say that he has a Migud? Rabbi says yes. Abaye says, even in such a case, unless he's Mefarish, we're not going to put words into his mouth. This is a regular Migud Mokam Eidim, and we're not going to accept the Migud Mokam Eidim. Have to see Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. You look at the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara Lamed Gimel has a parallel Sugya to the Sugya. Or I should better say, it's not a parallel sugya. It's the exact same sugya, or so it seems. That's a parallel. I mean, I know, you know, we might not be the best at chazering, but, you know, in two blot, we should remember the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph when we get the Lamed Gimel. It's really right here. Like, what's going on over here? Why does the Gemara have the same sugya just 2.5 blot later? Look at the Tosis Rid. See what he has to say. And hopefully Mitzvah Hashem will try to suggest another approach as well.